From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Meltman reporting. The U.S. government will investigate what happened at a rally of hate in a Virginia college town. The U.S. Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car ramming during a protest against a white nationalist demonstration in Charlottesville, Virginia, Saturday. The Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, the country's top law enforcement official, said the violence and deaths in Charlottesville strike at the heart of American law and justice. Virginia's governor told white supremacists Saturday who had gathered in Charlottesville to protest the removal of a Confederate statue to leave the state after three people were killed in violence at a rally and in a helicopter crash that police linked to the protest. Governor Terry McAuliffe declared a state of emergency after fights broke out between armor-clad, shield-carrying white nationalist demonstrators and similarly armed counter-protesters in Charlottesville.
And I have a message to all the white supremacists and the Nazis who came into Charlottesville today. Our message is plain and simple. Go home. You are not wanted in this great commonwealth.
President Trump, speaking at mid-afternoon from New Jersey, condemned the egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides in Charlottesville. He called for swift restoration of law and order in the city, adding no citizen should ever fear for their safety and security. Well, following criticism of those remarks, the White House today said U.S. President Trump was condemning all forms of violence, bigotry, and hatred when he spoke about the violence in Charlottesville, including white supremacist, KKK, and neo-Nazi and all extremist groups. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence heads today to Latin America for a week-long trip to meet with the leaders of Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Panama. Pence has, in effect, become a roving ambassador for the U.S. as the Trump administration has left many top diplomatic posts unfilled. Since April, Pence has visited South Korea, Japan, Indonesia, and Australia, attended security meetings in Munich and Brussels, and traveled to Estonia, Georgia, and Montenegro. His Latin American trip comes at a time when the leaders of South and Central American countries may be somewhat distrustful of U.S. policies following President Trump's recent statement about not ruling out a military option for the political crisis in Venezuela. Pence's first stop Sunday will be with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. A suicide bombing in southwestern Pakistan Saturday evening killed at least 15 people, including soldiers and civilians. Samantha Vadas has more for VOA.
A raging inferno in the Pakistani city of Quetta. The aftermath of a powerful bomb blast near a crowded market on Saturday night, killing at least 15 people and injuring dozens more. Islamic State have claimed responsibility for the attack, saying a motorcycle suicide bomber had killed soldiers. Authorities say the attacker rammed the bike into a military vehicle as it drove by, and the patrol was the target, adding that at least seven civilians were among the dead. The blast comes as Pakistanis mark the 70th anniversary of the country's independence from Britain. The army chief has condemned the attack, saying terrorists were trying to disrupt celebrations. It's the latest assault on the southwestern province of Balochistan, where several deadly bombings have been claimed by IS, raising concerns about a growing militant presence in the area.
Afghan officials say Taliban insurgents have seized control of a district headquarters in northern Faryab province. An Army Corps spokesman for the northern region said Sunday that Afghan security forces withdrew from the Gormak district to avoid civilian casualties and confirmed that the Taliban has seized control of the district. Last week, the insurgents seized control of the strategic Mirzawalang Insayad district in the northern Saripul province. Local officials believe the capture of the area was jointly carried out by the Taliban and militants from the Islamic State group. Iran's parliament voted overwhelmingly Sunday to increase spending on its ballistic missile program and the foreign operations of its paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, chanting death to America in a direct challenge to Washington's newest sanctions on the Islamic Republic. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.